podcasting friends. How awkward and different is this? I've never made an episode filming myself. I use Spotify, an app called Anchor, to upload my content for podcasts that gets distributed on Apple Podcasts, on different social platforms. And they just connected Riverside with Spotify. And Riverside is like a video podcasting thing. And I could have done it audio, but I was like, fuck it, let's make a video podcast. So how does it feel to have me just talk to you this podcast? Maybe you're listening into it on the audio version, so you won't experience that. And I don't know how clear I look, or this is very experimental, like the bulk of my episodes are. But I thought this could be a new effect, because what I've noticed is when I listen to people speak only in an audio format, if I ever see them live, it's like a totally different experience, you know? And when it comes to someone like JA, like, I don't know, I feel like I have some slightly different personalities, and there is a podcasting personality, and there is a like an Instagram personality, and there's like a working out, and then there's like the actual live reality, flesh and bones personality. And I don't think they're like slightly different, because that wouldn't be so healthy. But there is a tonality and a formality that echoes through my voice. Maybe you catch it, maybe you don't. But I'm someone very self-aware, and I've realized it. I also want to say that everyone that uses video podcasts is always doing an interview. And nobody, like your homie JA, is going to talk straight to the fucking camera and deliver a message for you. So if you're sitting at a desktop or on a phone and you're spending it with me, I just want to say, what's up? We here. I mean, nothing's changed, really. We got the Mate. I'm not on the mic because I'm traveling. You know that. And look, I mean, I'll show you a little bit. Hey, there's some perks here of video podcasting. We got my bed. Well, there's two beds because it just came like that with two twinners. Because we winners, and that's my balcony. I don't know how blurry that is. But I got my kitchen over there. And we're in Buenos Aires, guys. We've been here for fucking almost 11 and a half weeks. How crazy is that? That is a long ass time. I think it's been like 76 days or something like that. I mean, I've told you on prior episodes that this would be my last like tour, my last JA, the travel digital nomad. And I still stand by that, because it's time for me to settle and plant roots in one city. It's better for family life, for starting a family, for community, for work and consistency. Being on the move is sexy, but it's not conducive to steady income and really steady anything. It's helpful for lots of interaction, noise, background views, and stuff like that. And at the end of the day, I think I'll be able to say, like, I got to see so much. And travel is something that's very coveted in our world. So the plan is, and you hear it here first, I'm going to be here till next Wednesday, which oddly enough is Valentine's Day. And as an act of self-love, I will be taking a trip to my motherland, to the land of my grandparents. I've been there before, but never to this city. My dear friends, I will be going to Cusco, Peru, and climbing up the hills and the mountains of Machu Picchu. And I will end the JA tour on top of the Sun Temple, overlooking the stone pillars, and contemplate my heritage, my blood, my roots, while I bust out some burpees. I just have this image of like being in Machu Picchu and like that iconic like background, you know what I'm talking about? That like beautiful like you know, that famous picture with the cloud and the green mountains, and you see like the stones, and it's just Jay just fucking hitting some fucking burpees like a motherfucker. Ah! Chewing on coca leaves in my beard and shit. How funny is this? A solo podcast. I'm pretty weird. But anyways, so that's the plan. I'm going on a Wednesday, and I'm going to be there for 2 weeks. And that'll push me to the 28th of February. And evidently, it's a leap year. So I'll be heading out on the 29th and from Cusco straight to Miami. And yeah, that's going to be, I'll be back in the 305 on March 1st. And to my knowledge, I mean, the only other place I'll probably go is like to visit my grandparents in Virginia. They're getting much older. But like, I don't think I'm going to be doing some international travel. If I do, it's because I met a chick or like there was an emergency or something. So I need to stay in one place, guys. I need to stay in one place. It's better for me. It's better for you too. The purpose of this podcast, I want to tell you so many things. I think it's been almost 2 weeks since my last episode. The purpose of this podcast, guys, is a couple things. And I'll start off with this one. It's day 40 of no drinking. And I assume that everyone listening to this episode drinks. And I made an episode like maybe two or three ago about giving up vices. But I want to give just another pull to you in case you didn't make that decision. And I want to specifically call out people that drink on a weekly basis. And as today is my 40 days, and 40 being a very spiritual number and holding a lot of weight in different faith traditions, I want to tell you that I think you should not drink for 40 days. This is only for people who drink like, man, like, you know, the typical weekend drinker, or maybe you drink like three or four times a week, you know, like Monday, Saturday, Thursday, you know, people like that, that when life gets stressful or when life gets exciting or when they go out or when they're with their companion or when they're watching a series on Netflix, or all the different places that a drink accompanied with you is a good thing, like Super Bowl Sunday. Anytime like you have that urge that you don't do it and that you get a streak of 40 days, no wine, no beer, no whiskey, no alcohol, nothing. Man, oh man, I want to tell you that my skin has gotten so much better. My fucking energy. Guys, I'm working out like 2 hours at the gym every fucking day for the past 2 weeks. I haven't missed. And it's usually like I got to force myself to go. Like I'm like, no, I could keep going. And I'm like, you got to stop. I had no idea that this back window that was open up in the house of my body was letting air in, bro, and fucking up my game. Like I feel so much more at home and present and alive and aware. And it's crazy, the effects of alcohol. One guy said it's like poison. I wouldn't go that far. But if it is drinking consumption in a lot, it becomes poison. It really does. And for me, it was like four times a week, you know? And when there was a couple weeks there before the year ended in 2023, where it was like five nights a week, guys, I was hitting the bottle, bro. I think I talked about this on the episode. And it was just, I was still working out, still working, still doing my thing, but it's like you're carrying around like weights while you do it. And I feel so much more free now. And I just want to speak that maybe that doesn't pertain to you at all. And just maybe you can use it for someone else that you love. But if it does pertain to you, my good friend, why can't you do that? Why can't you just say, I'm not going to do this for 40 days? Why is that so hard? If it's that hard, It's because there's an unhealthy attachment there. The only people I give an excuse to is if you just finished like a month fast, and I mean, I'm telling you to do 40. Okay, like, bro, you just did it. But if you've never given it up, why can't you? What's wrong? So that's the first point I wanted to make in this episode. And, you know, I think I want to take the remainder of this podcast and just paint a picture for you about traveling and what I've noticed. And it's just such a common line when you ask someone what the good life is, when you ask someone what brings you the most joy and happiness. If you go around and ask people from any country in the world, and I've done it, like, where do you feel like the most happy, or what brings you the most joy? I've really been thinking about these questions lately because I'm trying to get down to the bottom of it because I want to be able to help people the most. People want to feel happy. They really do. But there's an assumption that traveling is like where the happiness is at. For real. Like, for real, for real. Like, there's other things like, you know, falling in love and, you know, loving somebody unconditionally and holding my firstborn and, you know, raising my children. And come on, name them. Like, what else? What else? Making money, right? But on a list of like top five things, I'm willing to contend after basic necessities are met for the human being, there is an insatiable desire to see the world. There really is. There really is. And it's interesting to me because as somebody that feels like, I mean, look, there's continents I haven't gone to. Like, I've never gone to Asia. I don't have a desire to. But that's like, and the Middle East, and I really want to go there. I'll probably go there at a later time in my life. But that's it. Everything else I've covered, I've seen, and it's noteworthy that everyone I talk to about topics like this, they want to leave where they're at. And so we're all like in different parts of the world, and we all want to go where someone else is, and someone wants to go where we're at, and it's like there's a desire to see and explore. Go deeper with me. Like, where does this come from, this desire? And I think within the human being, even from like early civilization, it's like you think about settlers and like people like, I don't know, bro, like early humans. It's like, what's on the other side? We need to walk over there. Like, we need to go. We need to go see. You know, that fuck around and find out mentality. There is an innate desire for adventure, I think is the best word, within human beings. But oddly enough, like, when you go do it, like, the desire for adventure is still there. And it never quite ends. And if traveling really is like one of the most exciting things about life, even if I gave that to somebody and granted them the desires of the heart, because somehow I had that power, and I said, all right, you're going to go with all the people you love and you guys are going to go all travel the world. That'd be like the best thing. But when you come back and you finish it, even if it took 6 months, you would still have a desire in you for adventure. Isn't that ironic? It's like it would never play out. And so despite seeing so many things and going to so many places and trying so many things, the desire for adventure remains present in your heart. So what I'm trying to get at is this desire to explore, to see, to tap into the unknown, right? It never quite fills itself and we never quite arrive. So we just like dance with it for the entirety of our lives. And everyone is doing this. This is fascinating to me, guys. This is very fascinating to me. And so I've been thinking about my life as somebody who has explored. And I want to ask you, like, would you agree with that? That travel and exploration after basic necessities are met, meaning like food, shelter, finances, what else brings you joy, guys? You know? And would you agree that travel is something for you? Like, because the only other things I can think of are like family time, you know, love and children and stuff like that. But what more? What more does life offer? This is so funny. It's such a cool thing to go to. And I'm going somewhere with it, and why it pertains to you is because I was talking the other day on my Instagram story, like I do, and it was several conversations that I was having, and one of the things that I said, and I stand by it, and I know I've echoed it like through the years on this podcast, but I think what's better than traveling, and this is going to sound so like not accurate, because again, traveling is sexy and you're flying around the world and all that stuff, but what's better than traveling is serving other humans. I'm serious. What's better than traveling is serving other humans, helping, bringing value, loving them. If you can do both, right? So your purpose of traveling is to serve. It's cool. It's cool. But you don't have to go travel to do that. You can be right in your own city and serve people. And you will have more joy than the person who is out traveling the world. I mean it. And there's another thing. There's two things. And this is more of the meat of this episode. Two things that are the most needed for the human soul to flourish. We need to be serving others, and we need to be creating. These are God-given rights. These are things that you'll see in children at a young age. Not so much serving, but the creative imagination type mind within kids. It's so pure and raw and evident at an early age that they want to create. And somehow that dies as we become factory workers of the world and society. But it's still in us, this desire to create. It's what makes us tap into our God genius. It's what makes us come alive. To create makes our soul come alive and flourish. And the second thing that I said first is serving other people. Man. And that's really what I want to drive home to you guys. And I want to answer my own question that I posed to you, because I really can't hear your answers. But what makes like life meaningful, right? That question. What is the purpose of it all? Once all needs are met, financial, and once like you're taken care of and you started a family and all these like things that we think we need to go and get, like once you do that, what's next? And I said that for most people, including you and everyone in the world, there's a desire to see the world and explore and travel. And with travel becomes like a lot of other pleasure chase things like exotic foods and spending money and seeing new things and having new experiences, right? And this is all coming with traveling, right? This all comes with traveling. But outside of those things, because I just said that they don't fill, I want to answer my own question and say what does fill is service and creation. Serving human beings and creating from your heart. Guys, this is what makes us come alive. Those two things are what give meaning to life more and more any day than traveling. Traveling to me is like, oh gosh, I'm getting a phone call. Sorry about that, guys. Traveling to me guys, is like going to a restaurant. You know, it's like going to a restaurant. Like you walk in, it's new, you're hungry, there's a cute menu, there's someone there, you get to pick it, you're dressed up, you had to go there, you sit down, you're comfortable, you're with people you love. You get to put in the order and you wait for it to come. It's on the way. You put it in your mouth. It tastes so good. And you're left with a fat bill and you eventually shit out the food. You get me? But service, serving other people. Guys, that, as it's said in the movie Gladiator, it echoes in eternity. It echoes in eternity. Maximus, in the movie Gladiator, he says, what we do in life echoes in eternity. Traveling won't echo in eternity, guys. I'm sorry. Making money won't echo in eternity, okay? Once these needs, these pleasure-filled things are met, what will echo in eternity was the person that we were. The service that we brought the world, the value that we brought the world, what we created with our minds and hands, the people we brought together, the words that we spoke. When we're tapped into service and creation, guys, time stops. Time stops. Traveling is a beautiful thing. There's been moments when I'm on top of a mountain where time stops. Right? But this is tapping into my creative side. I'm like seeing something beautiful, right? But I've had these moments more often than not, like moments like this, where I'm creating from my mind these bars that I want to spit out to you. And I'm hoping that they serve you and that they change your mind about traveling and they give you purpose to your life. Because I think for so many people, they see me, they see others, and they think, Jay's living the good life, man. He's seeing the world. And like, I get it. I get it. But if you only knew that I wasn't so happy as you think I am, and that the only time I get really happy is when I'm able to do things like this and help and serve and create. I don't give a fuck, guys. I'm gonna go to Machu Picchu, like I said that at the beginning. It's gonna be nice to see, guys. But please understand, just like the restaurant, there's a build up to there. And once I go to the top of that mountain and I see that, it's done, guys. I might even walk down the hill and be depressed. I'm dead ass, even if I was with people, because show's over. It's just pleasure filled. But serving another human being brings life to my soul. Creating from who I am and my genius and the gifts that God's given me. Fuck, that makes my heart come alive, and it makes your heart come alive too. Stop chasing just food and travel and sex and alcohol and all of these pleasure-filled things, and serve others, man. Serve others, even as a form of sacrifice. Serve another person. Create. Dream of something and put it into fruition. Create music, art, poetry, words, or maybe you're not about that. And your creation is more in the form of action and doing things and making things. It's when we serve and create that we remember and we tap into what it means to be a human being. And everything else, unfortunately, is just. It's for pleasure, man. It's for pleasure. And it's not a bad thing. We need that too. But don't get it twisted. The real value and the real meaning of life comes from our service and comes from what we're creating in our heart and mind. So, my friends, that has it been 25 minutes? Wow. Wow. I hope this episode. Even though it was very different, I hope that it nonetheless was a benefit to you and that you would remember this, that you'd remember this with all the pleasure-induced things around us, with all the things in the world that are like This is where the joy is at. Would you remind yourself that there is an empty hole at the bottom and that it's all just temporary, but that what truly fills us is when we serve others from a grateful place, when we serve others, not from a forced place or an overworked place and we don't want to do it place. No, from a healthy place, from a grateful place, to serve others with a pure heart, pure intentions. So it gives meaning to us. And when we take our talents and skills, dreams and gifts, and we create things, be it a new business, be it a new song, be it a new poem, be it a new podcast, be it a new word, be it a, when we create, we were born and made to create. You're not creating, you're dying. So would you remember those things this month with all that comes your way? And would you continually tap in to these two things, because they are what make the human experience good. And may grace and peace be with you. Until the next episode, my friends. Till the next episode. And this will be the only video one. So if you watched it, you're lucky, because I don't like it that much. I like my microphone and being unseen. But hey, if in the future anyone wants to see me in person, here it was. All right, guys. Until next time, love you.